This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you find success on your terms. I'm David Cadavy. I've been an independent creator for more than 10 years, written a couple best-selling books, Design for Hackers, and now The Heart to Start. If you are new here, welcome. Again, I am David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. Big creative projects are daunting. It's hard to find the motivation to make them happen. In today's show, I talk about a trick I use to make creative projects practically complete themselves. I call it cascading motivation, and it's the subject of this week's article. By the way, I just published a little book. It's more of a pamphlet, really. It's a Kindle short read called How to Write a Book. It will show you how to use self-motivation to overcome writer's block and make your book real. It's a fun experiment. My conversations with Seth Godin and more recently with Joanna Penn have been making me rethink books, like what is a book? So this is my first time publishing a short read. It's about 7,000 words. So the good thing is that it won't get in the way of you actually doing the work of writing your book. You can buy How to Write a Book on Amazon at cadavy.net/WAB. Again, that's cadavy.net/WAB. And thank you to our newest Patreon member, Chris Rowland. Chris will be getting a custom RSS feed with early access to Love Your Work episodes. To join Chris and support the show here on yet another sponsor-free episode, visit cadavy.net/donate. Now, here's the article. How I Used Cascading Motivation to Publish a Bestseller. Small actions add up to big wins. Big projects are hard, but you can make them easy with cascading motivation. Cascading motivation uses one part of a project to build momentum for other parts of that project. Cascading motivation is the foundation of the concept of cracking the whip that I talk about in my new book, The Heart to Start. The tip of a whip is able to reach the speed of sound because momentum builds. You can also build momentum in your projects to make small actions add up to big impact. I used cascading motivation to publish The Heart to Start. It was the number one self-help book on Amazon the other day, and it currently sits alongside books by Stephen Pressfield, Austin Kleon, and Elizabeth Gilbert on the bestseller lists. Here's how I used cascading motivation to publish this book. First, I wrote a blog post every day. Then, I made a landing page. Then, I wrote a second draft. Then, I published a Kindle book. First, I wrote a blog post every day. I built a habit of writing a blog post every day. Those blog posts built up a universe of concepts in my mind, with highlights and comments to tell me what resonated and what didn't. This motivated me to write an outline. Then I made a landing page. The landing page promised that I would write a chapter a day based upon the outline I had built. People signed up to get this writing on a series of deadlines that I had set for myself. This motivated me to write a first draft. Then I wrote a second draft. I edited my daily writing into a second draft. I shared that draft with my audience on a Google Doc so they could help me edit it. This motivated me to finish the book. Then I published a Kindle book. While my readers were providing feedback, I learned how to format a book for Kindle. After I finished editing, I poured the content into the styles I had established. My book was now for sale on Amazon. This motivated me to finish the paperback version. Within each of these cascades have been multiple other cascades. For example, while writing, I printed the book at my local Office Depot several times. Having a stack of paper that I could sit down with at a cafe was rewarding and built momentum as I edited my book. Now that the Kindle and paperback versions are out, I'm also motivated to finish the Audible version. In fact, I already did the first recording of the Audible version as part of my cascade. I used it as one last proofreading pass before taking the paperback live. Note that it's not ideal to launch a Kindle version without a paperback, nor an Audible version, but it's infinitely better than not publishing a book at all, and it hasn't kept my book from selling well. Now that I've been through my first self-publishing experience, I can do better next time. To use cascading motivation, you sometimes have to let go of your preconceived notions about how a project should be done. Next time you feel compelled to do something big, think about how you can use cascading motivation. Through one small action, you can set in motion other small actions. These can add up to one big win. Is Love Your Work helping inspire you to pursue the life and work that you love? If so, I could really use your help. This show takes work and it takes money to make. To keep making the show and to keep it free for everyone, it needs your support. Besides subscribing and reviewing the show, there's one big thing you can do to help, and that is to donate. I work to make this show nourishing and thoughtful. In an economy that's all about grabbing attention, this is not the short route to success. If you believe in Love Your Work's message of living a balanced life and finding fulfilling work, please join Love Your Work Elite, hosted on Patreon. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me, vote with your dollars, and keep Love Your Work going. You're going to get bonus content and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at lywelite.com. That's lywelite.com. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by top Love Your Work Elite members, such as Arif Akhtar. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Jirena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.